Welcome, everyone, to the Four Square Network, live at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. I'm Mark Vandermeer. It's a dream come true for me to finally be doing my dream, play-by-play, for Four Square. And I'm with John Harris, the longtime Four Square expert here at the Greenbrier. And by longtime, I mean at least 48 to 72 hours. John, how's it going?
It's going well. Thoughts and prayers are with Drew Doherty. He is having excess honey extracted from that beautiful hair of his back home after his unfortunate incident with the honey bear. And DB Sidhu, how about her? She got the call up to call the cornhole championships on the Ocho, so she will no longer be here as well.
Down the road, Mark and I. Down the road at the State Fair in West Virginia. Well, Johnny, we have an exciting Four Square match today, and this is going to be interesting because multiple champions have been crowned. I'm wondering who's going to get it today. Your thoughts?
I've got my money today on Mike Vrabel. He's getting some extra work in beforehand, so let's get to the action. Ooh, three coaches, one player. Ricky Hadley.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is once again Four Square time in Houston, or really the Greenbrier here in West Virginia. Mark Vandermeer and John Harris with you, and it's an exciting match already as numerous players have been bumped, but the rotation continues. We have two coaches in the squares right now, Doug Coleman and Mike Vrabel. And there's Ricky Hadley with the hit, and he knocks out Coleman. John Harris, you've been doing commentary for Foursquare for a long time.
That's
right. At least a couple of days. So what do you think so far?
All of 24 hours. This is what the players want right here. They want the three players in the squares and one coach. And now we see Mike Vrabel go to the serving square. This is exactly what the players do not want. They need to get him out of that serving square. Because the longer he stays in there, the more trouble it is for the players. Christian Covington unable to handle that serve from Mike Vrabel. A true Pete Sampras serve right there by Vrabel.
Various comments about Covington being Canadian, even though he's really U.S., but he grew up there. His dad was in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. And now you see Coleman out.
Vrabel out. Looks like all the coaches are out, and Brandon Dunn will go to the serving square.
Oh, and a nice hit along the sideline. It is in. No judging needed, no replay needed by us. So, Johnny, it's kind of a musical chairs kind of thing.
It very much is.
When the music stops, you want to be in that king square.
That's right. And the big controversy that will happen is you'll see the coaches start to look at their time, and they'll start to see when they want to be in the square. That's what they want. And whoever ends up in that serving square will win where Brandon Dunn is, and he starts off. Oh, and J.J. Watt with a great save. And he lays out again. Oh, my goodness. Cannot make the play. Oh, he does make the play. Now we've got controversy, Mark.
I think JJ made the play. Well, it was on the line. Here's the deal. It was on the line between JJ's box and Matthew Godin's box. The question is, who gets credit for the hit? Watt does.
Looks like they'll both stay in.
Oh, really? Now that's weird.
Matthew Godin with the slam, and he moves to the serving square. And now we've got a matchup of two players, two coaches.
And here's Anthony Weaver with the hit. And Watt claims it was out. He just caught the ball, didn't even try to hit it back.
We need to send this to Tony Correnti and Al Riverone back in New York. That looked like it was in, Mark.
We should go to our Four Square headquarters back in Houston.
Yes.
Where Gray Moore is on the board, I believe. And Jay McDevitt is at our
truck
here.
And the review is made. J.J. Watt is out.
Wow. And he caught the ball. No argument, though. Oh, Godin could not volleyball it back into the Four Squares.
Doug Coleman with the slam, and that puts three coaches into the squares, and the players are now worried that they will not get back into the square enough. Now we'll see if the coaches end up stalling. That's been a tactic.
Weaver on the line. Ball caught by Hadley, and
that could be a rookie, out. Mark, that could be a rookie mistake right there, and it is. Ricky Hadley is out.
When in doubt, hit it. He could have spiked that thing right up here.
Yes. Shane Bowen, defensive assistant, starts off the serves.
Weaver just soft tossing it to Bowen. That was friendly right there. That's a little brother-in-law stuff.
Oh, what a great nice play by Christian Covington.
Hey, I'm the play-by-play guy here. That almost deserved a rock and roll. I don't know if that's going to make it on this Four Square broadcast. We'll just have to wait and see. And some of the fans have started to catch on that this is the place to be before practice. They're gathering over here to watch Four Square. And I got to tell you, they're in pads today like you predicted. If they're in shells, this is certainly one of the places to be. I think even in a padded practice.
Oh, there's no doubt. Anthony Weaver knocked out. You've got Covington and Anku, Vrabel, and Coleman.
You're allowed to hit it with two hands, like Vrabel just did. There he underhands it.
Oh, the slam by Doug Coleman will remove Christian Covington, and Coleman stays in the serving square.
He started to walk off like he was out.
Will that Vrabel. Get in? That's in.
Vrabel.
Vrabel eliminates a coach, which brings another player in. Now, that has been the tactic of the coaches, to keep the coaches in to serve to the other players. But that time, Vrabel eliminates his fellow coach.
I think you want to get low. You want to bend your knees like Vrabel didn't get low that time, so he couldn't get anything under the
right.
ball.
Now, timing-wise, the players are in a good position here. Carlos Watkins not able to make the left-hand spin back to the square, which is one of his best moves that we've seen during Foursquare.
Oh, at the feet, no chance.
Brandon Dunn minute. With the slam.
But does Brandon... Yeah, there was a little debate there, but Dunn stays in.
DJ Reader with the flop shot. The slam by Brandon Dunn moves him to the serving square. Brandon Dunn. Well done in Foursquare. Good start for him.
Godin, the Michigander, trying to hang in there. And, oh, nice work there
DJ by DJ. DJ Reader. The Reader slam moves him to the serving square. Now, DJ was one of the kings last week.
Yes.
Now move Watt into the square.
A former king? Once a king, always a king? Oh, that's
not in this game.
No. Nope.
Slam by Matthew Godin, who was also a king last week, and that will move Godin to the serving square and move one of the coaches back in, Shane Bowen.
How badly does Watt want to be king?
Oh, I don't think there's any question.
Watt wants everything. Watt loading up.
And there it is.
Spike.
Hadley set up Watt for the spike. And now J.J. Watt moves to the serving square with massive intensity on his face.
Doesn't have to serve with the arm brace arm. Ooh, Weaver trying to knock Watt out, but Watt with a great return. And here's Bowen with the underhand. Weaver coming back to Watt. Goes back into the Weaver square. What a save by Weaver. And here's the lob. Setting up for Weaver. They're conspiring on Watt.
Oh, what a play by the coaches. If there was any thought of controversy, you saw it right there. The coaches looking to help each other out. And J.J. Watt with the pylon kicked into the foursquare. It was evident right there. The coaches were working together to get Watt out.
Covington chasing the ball. And was it out? Jason Lowry, the judge.
Covington argues.
Covington pleading his case.
But he will lose his case. In Canada, that would have been in because they play with larger four squares.
Of course they do. Yes, wider and longer field. Well, it's a square, so
what
I guess
a great save by Doug Coleman with the left. Look at this.
Four coaches. They can filibuster here, Johnny. They can
they
just
might.
Lob it.
This may go
they
for a
just
while.
Lob it. Oh. They knocked themselves out.
Anthony Weaver is just despondent. He cannot believe what's going on.
They just totally blew it, Johnny. They had control of the four squares.
They had what they wanted. Anthony Weaver is just infuriated right now.
Watkins across court, and he's got his man.
The right hand overhand by Carlos Watkins.
Joel Heath judging.
Looks like that will be in, and now we have a two-on-two coaches-on-players battle.
Watkins.
Daniel Ross on the line.
Oh, Ross,
what a great save.
And
sets
up Watkins beautifully to knock out Vrabel.
Carlos Watkins with the deke. Vrabel thought he was moving to the right. In fact, it went back the other way. Watkins showing veteran savvy, the rookie.
Ross with the underhand. Watkins with a spike.
You can see, Mark, one of the things that the players are definitely doing is getting that second ball in rotation so they can get in there. And now, with more players going, they may slow the game up to make sure one of their own wins. Brandon Dunn is on fire, Mark.
He is. He just knocked out Watkins. And now Ross in the King Square. It's like Game of Thrones with a ball. And
Brandon
here's a
Dunn
hit by
again.
Dunn.
Mark, if I were a betting man, I would go to Vegas and put it all on Brandon Dunn right now. But I'm not, so I won't.
Dunn coming across, and Godin makes the return. He didn't care where it was going as long as it wasn't in his square.
That little right-hand carry shot, Mark, to get it back into the left southwestern square.
Godin.
Now, Brandon Dunn has been our guy, Mark, but that serve was
terrible. Unforced error, and it knocks you out of the King square. Here's Watt. Gentle hit over to Godin. Watt again. Being careful with it.
That is out.
Oh,
that
Covington is out. Saying he's gotten... All right, he got a good spot that time. That was the correct call. Godin with the serve. Covington. Now what? And Godin can't handle it. So JJ in the King Square. It's not time for the horn yet. By the way, who blows the horn? Because that would tell us a lot about this controversy.
I think that it's either Mike Parson, equipment manager, or one of his guys. I would imagine they're going to work to get Anthony Weaver out at this point. Oh.
You know, Weaver's smart. These guys are catching on how to play this game. I'm sure they've improved since they started playing this in OTAs as a warm-up.
JJ arguing his point yet again.
This is awesome. A
controversy reigns.
Oh.
If we could go to the review system, JJ will not move.
Now let me ask you this, Clowney coming. Here comes JD.
Now JD is not a four-square player.
Is he eligible though?
That's true. But he is practice squad eligible.
Calling cross court too far.
Christian Covington stays in the serving square.
Covington underhands. Weaver, nice hit.
Oh.
Covington can't get to it.
The rookie Hatley takes it.
The rookie just in time under the gun.
Well, right at the buzzer. Mark, nothing like a buzzer beater to end a Saturday four square challenge.
That was exhilarating, Johnny. And we do this every day of practice that we possibly can, like it or not. Thank you, everyone who contributed to the broadcast. Have a great day. Stay tuned for all our coverage of Houston Texans right here on Facebook, HoustonTexans.com, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, I think, all of it. Check it out. Houston Texans practice here at the Greenbrier.